vibrant, altered, mutable, variable, versatile, mobile.
For the next hour or so, you will be listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. You are listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Somehow, by necessity and by chance, created live each week while you're listening. So far, created. Not necessarily not created. May or may not happen, but Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Fluctuate. Undulate. Flicker. Flutter. Pulsate. Vibrate. Alter. Mutable. Variable. Versatile. Mobile. Fluctuate, undulate, flicker, flutter, pulsate, vibrate, alter, mutable, variable, versatile, mobile. Fluctuate, undulate, flicker, flutter, pulsate, vibrate, alter, mutable, variable, versatile, mobile. Fluctuate, undulate, flicker, flutter, pulsate, vibrate, alter.
the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon.
My dear people of God, in a certain parish in Scotland, the 8th graders, according to our system here in Canada, were ready to receive their confirmation. And the bishop, when he came to the church, proceeded, like in most cases, with a little bit of catechesis. He was going to concentrate on confirmation, and so he said, "How many sacraments are there?" One of the bright young lassies from the back put up a hand and said, "Well, bishop, there are 7 sacraments for the boys and 6 sacraments for us girls. But since we come so regularly to church, we can manage with 6. Now, I'm not speaking here about sacraments, but I'd like to speak about sacramentals. Sacramentals is an encounter with God in our everyday life, as in the case of Mary and Elizabeth in our gospel today. Encounters which can be so many, and so they are not limited to 7 or 6 in number, but they are limitless. In the Toronto Star, Joe Fiorito has written and asked people to send him stories about random kindnesses that they have experienced by total strangers during this Christmas season. And thousands of letters have come in, and obviously only a few can be printed. Here are stories about kindness that we experience and we meet in subways and at the bus stops, in the banks and in the grocery stores, and at pit stops and when we are filling up gas. Very recently, one of our parishioners told me that she was looking out over Regent's Park, which is very close to this cathedral over here, and she noticed over there there was a blind man, and he was being led by his wife. And as they were going to the park, she felt a little pity and said, "My gosh, look at the beauty of the park, and this poor blind man cannot see anything." obviously he had gone to the park very often, but he stopped before a tree and he went close to it and put his hand in his belt. The texture of the bark, the round fingers around the root of the tree, felt a knock that was about his shoulder level, and then he moved on. And the parishioner told me that later on during lunch, he herself walked down the stairs and walked through the park again and again. And she too went to that tree, and she felt it. And she could not believe the majesty and the grandeur just by touching the tree. She had to require a blind person to help her see this encounter with God. Trees are sacramental. They take life away from people. People with Down syndrome, children with spinal bifida, old people, foreigners. To make us realize that the God of Christ is active in our countless every day of our lives, in the ordinary, everyday situations. It turns up our hearts a little, makes us feel closer to God. And as Catherine read for us in that first reading from the Solomon Song, makes us very eager to meet the Christ who is coming to meet us in Bethlehem. We have these encounters all the time. Our gospel says that tells us about Mary and Elizabeth. Soon after the Annunciation, Mary goes on the way to
attack Elizabeth.
And the moment Elizabeth is in a presence before she says
it,
Elizabeth feels a stirring within her. And
so she bursts
out in the praise of God and the praise of Mary,
who attacked the United States of New York.
As they shut down the plane over the end of the range,
the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shut down the plane over Pennsylvania, the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shut down the plane over Pennsylvania.
I
bombed the death hall in Mosul. We did the bombing in Spain. We attacked the United States in New York.
We
shot down the plane
over Pennsylvania.
We bombed the death hall in Town of
God. We can see the guns from the very bombing in Spain. Saying the rosary in the church and spending time before the Blessed Sacrament, all small sacramentals in which we encounter God from day to day. God touching us in a very special way and saying, you are mine.
to attack the United States in New York. Shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. Some people who bombed the death hall in Mosul. Some people who did the bombing in Spain. Some people who attacked the United States in New York. Shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul. shot down the plane over Pennsylvania back to Pentagon. He bombed the death hall in Mosul. Or the people who did the bombing in Spain. Or the people who attacked the United States in New York. Shot down the plane over Pennsylvania back to Pentagon. The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul.
That you are still listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Though slightly difficult to believe. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza can be listened to here on the radio Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 p.m. Every Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. Then it can be listened to later again and again. Happens now, it's being made now. It is not made before, it is not made later, it is only made right now. But it can be listened to after it happens. It is a recording. For more information about how recordings can capture that which is happening now and let you listen later, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza audio archives are available on the web. The address is counterfolk.com/last ever, or just search for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can listen to shows going back many years and going back many days, and going forward. Listen now. Send feedback, please. Say hello. Tell me you are listening. Send email to Ken at counterfolk.com. 30 more minutes of Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
You can shift to gratitude, generosity, and service. If you're a dentist, you can give a flower to every patient. You can call them in the evening and ask how they're doing. My dentist always does. You can make your waiting room a place where people look forward to coming by putting in programs like this for people to while they're being groomed. It doesn't make any difference. If you're a cab driver, you can make your cab a place of service.
Sometimes I forget to mention you're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, live, improvised experiment with sound. Past archives available at counterfolk.com/last ever, 11 years worth or so. Thanks for listening. And keep listening. Tuesday, it's still between the hours of 6 and 7. So we're still listening.
Bomb the death ball in Poland. We get the bomb in Spain. We attack the United States.
bombed the death ball in Mosul. We did the bombing in Spain. We attacked the United States and New York. Bombed the death ball in Mosul. We did the bombing in Spain. We attacked the United States and New York. Shot down the plane over Pennsylvania. Bombed the death ball in Mosul. We did the bombing in Spain. We attacked the United States and New York. Shot down the plane over Pennsylvania. Bombed the death ball in Mosul. We did the bombing. Bombed the death ball in Mosul. We did the bombing in Spain. Attacked the United States in New York. Shot down the plane over Pennsylvania. We bombed the death ball in Mosul. We did the bombing in Spain.
Bombed the death ball in Mosul. We did the bombing in Spain. We attacked the United States in New York. We shot down the plane over Pennsylvania. We bombed the death ball in Mosul. We did the bombing in Spain. We attacked the United States in New York. Absolutely no one has to be on the show. certainly have no idea normally at all. Some random crap will happen because I have one. I really don't want to do the show. It's 3:35. Show number 6. Absolutely no one to do the show. I desire nothing. I certainly have no idea. At all. Some random crap will happen because I have one.
You have been listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza is a live, improvised experiment, and it is completely free of meaning. That means that there is complete freedom of meaning. The meaning is yours and not mine. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza is created live every week, just at the point that you are listening to it. No sooner, no later. And can be listened to every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. And you can listen to archives of the recordings after they have happened on the internet. There is a webpage. It's at Counterfolk, F-O-L-K, Folk. Counterfolk.com/last ever, or search for Ken's last ever radio extravaganza to find out how to listen afterwards. Before you know it, but probably at the exact moment that you know it, the show will go off the air. And thanks again for listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Send feedback, ken@counterfolk.com. And next week, Tuesday, 6 to 7.
The people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mosul, who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who bombed the death hall in Mos
attacked in the United States in New York.
And
shot down the plane over Pennsylvania. The bomb the death hall in Mosul. The bomb in Spain.
Right.
To attack in the United States.
Oh.
Shot down the plane over Pennsylvania.
Very.
Bomb the death hall in Mosul.
Mercy.
We hit the bomb in Spain.
Mosul.
To attack in the United States.
Mosul.
Shot down the plane over Pennsylvania.
Flex.
To attack in the Pentagon. Bomb the death ball in Mosul.
Or flicker.
Get the bomb in Spain.
Or flutter.
Attack the United States.
Cause.
Shut down the plane.
Right.
In Pennsylvania.
Right.
Or bomb the death ball in Mosul.
Mutiny.
Or get the bomb in Spain.
Very.
Attack the United States.
Mercy.
New York. Shut down the plane. Over Pennsylvania. Attack the Pentagon.
Mosul.
Bomb the death ball in Mosul.
Flutter.
Did the bombing in Spain
and
to attack the United States and New York.
Shot
down the plane over Pennsylvania.
Flutter.
Bomb the death ball in Mosul.
Right.
Did the bombing in Spain to attack the United States and New York. Shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attack the Pentagon.